Philadelphia's courts are now expediting new sentencing hearings for the city's 300 so-called juvenile lifers. And as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, some already have hearings scheduled that may lead to their release, though their freedom is not guaranteed.
In May 1973, 16-year-old Tyrone Jones was arrested outside of his house in Sharswood, 9 blocks away from the site of a deadly shooting. He was wearing a red skull cap, and so was the murder suspect. Later, a jury convicted him of first-degree murder, and he was sent to prison for life. For decades, he's maintained his innocence and said that police coerced him to give a false confession. He's now almost 60 years old. Jones is among the first so-called juvie lifers heading toward the Board of Probation and Parole for potential release after the U.S. Supreme Court found mandatory life sentences for teens to be unconstitutional.
Think about this. I mean, you're talking about an individual who has probably never unlocked a door for himself, who has never driven a car, who's never... Gerald Ford was the president when he went to jail.
Hayes Hunt is Jones' attorney. He says Jones earned a GED in prison, learned to become an electrician, and has been a model prisoner. And in some ways, he says he's not unlike his peers outside of prison.
He's a 6-year-old man. He plays pinochle and goes on power walks.
In Jones' situation, the victim's family isn't opposing his release. But that won't be the case for all of the 300 or so Philadelphia prisoners whose sentences will be reconsidered. The city's district attorney's office says it's starting with the oldest cases. 100 of the juvie lifers in the city have been behind bars for more than 30 years. The final determination will be made by probation and parole officials. And if the families of victims testify during those hearings, that will be part of the decision to release. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.